This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The sheriff of a rural Colorado county was recalled by voters on Tuesday, prompting concerns among citizens ahead of a busy weekend. Here's CPR's Ben Marcus.
Voters in Jackson County, by a 2-1 margin, recalled their sheriff, Jared Pulley. Shay Carlstrom, who gathered petition signatures for the recall, says it was prompted when the sheriff arrested the principal of the high school in front of staff and students.
In handcuffs during the school day. It was traumatic. It was horrible.
Carlstrom says citizens are concerned that there's no sheriff now with weekend festivities scheduled.
And it's the Never Summer Rodeo, which is when all the class reunions happen. It's when everyone who's going to come back to town comes back to town.
A county commissioner said that it appears deputies are still responding to emergency calls. A new sheriff is scheduled to be sworn in next Thursday. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Congress is debating whether to give workers a federal tax break on their overtime and tips, but Colorado is following a different course. Colorado law requires that even if workers don't have to pay federal taxes on those sources of income, they will continue to be subject to state income taxes. However, it will cost the state around $500,000 to upgrade its tax forms and computer systems to collect those taxes if the federal change goes through. You're listening to CPR News. Find more news online by coming to cpr.org. It's 7:06.